Darren Dreger, Hockey Insiders, join us in studio. You're working today, too, Dreger.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an impressive collection of dads we've got. I mean, essentially, it's a hostage-taking, isn't it? Yeah. Overdrive today is
more
it's
or less.
A hostage-taking.
Yeah. Yeah. We've actually brought some heat. We've been kind of owly today, I think.
Like Not bad. Well, we were mad at Stroman.
Yeah, the Stroman comments. The Kawhi weather stuff kind of threw us off a little bit. Maybe the Carolina celebrations, although I think we're okay with
They've
those.
Been good. I mean, O's got a new career, potentially.
Oh, yeah, what happened with that? I didn't get all the details. Like we can talk about it later if you want.
No, right now is fine. I'm just doing some teaching tomorrow, phys ed class.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. Me and
what
Jerry
age?
G.
Your oldest daughter?
No, it's not at her school. 8, 9, and 10-year-olds, floor hockey lessons tomorrow. These guys are calling me, I don't even know who this guy is, Kenny Powers.
Yeah. Oh, that's
You're
awesome.
Kenny. I need just you need in a pair of baby blue pants.
And a frizzy mullet.
And you know that it's going to be captured on video, right? Like somebody's got an iPhone in there. Or...
Kids that age have iPhones.
It can't be worse than being a flower person at a wedding.
The flower person was actually, that got a little bit of
flower
play.
Boy.
Flower boy, flower and you boy. Got... You got a lot of play, and people were talking about the soft hands.
Yeah. It was a delicate touch. I was impressed by it.
Did you catch that, Dregs?
I 100% did. And look, for the first time maybe ever, my involvement in social media, I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to comment on the video because I was sure I was going to offend somebody,
right.
Or even if I'm taking a shot at O. So I just, I'm not going to.
Or there was a legitimate wedding. Chad and Ashley were actually like getting married.
Apparently, there was some confusion of where we were supposed to sit. I didn't pick that up. Like somebody else pointed that out to me. It's like you didn't know where to was sit. There was an open pew there.
But what people don't understand is we weren't in the chapel until we walked into the chapel.
There was no rehearsal.
That was it. There's no rehearsal.
Like Ashley's just like, okay, you guys line up and go in there. Here's your rings and good luck. And it felt like it was -20 out. It was a wind and stuff. So we were a little bit chilled. I thought once we got in the church, things started to take shape.
Right. It all worked out. And it was a great wedding, and Chad and Ashley are happy. And
tremendous.
By all accounts.
By all accounts, everything
should
worked
be an
out
annual
well.
Affair, really.
Well, we're pushing for that. I don't know if I'm going to recover from the smoke in the casino.
Oh,
it is so disgusting.
You.
Because we didn't really leave the casino. So after the Friday show, we got back to the casino around 4:30. I was on a non-smoking floor, and it honestly smelled like an ashtray.
Yeah, wow. You can't get away from it.
You have to leave your suitcase in the garage for a day.
Yeah.
When you get back, because if you open it up, like everything reeks of smoke. It's kind of crazy how life has shifted. Like
that was
they used to smoke
forever.
In restaurants and bars and planes and. Like
my parents used to smoke in the car with the windows up and just absolutely gag my brother and sister and I.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Like your eyes were watering.
Right.
Yeah. But like it was nowadays. Like
starts.
You'd get jailed now. Oh. If you did that now, you're in jail.
Dude, they'd be doing that like you coming home from the hospital. Darren, we're bringing him back from the hospital. Just going to blow darts. You're like 7 hours old.
Yeah.
Darts, windows up.
It is quite shocking to your system that and you're almost I mean think about it. We were walking to the game. So we had our show, we went to the wedding, and then we're walking over to the game, and we all had drinks, like we had a beer or whatever. Like you're walking to the game with a beer.
Yeah.
Like and there's people hacking darts and it was just such a different dynamic. You're always looking over your shoulder. Is this legal? Is this legal? And you're like, anything.
Well, there's a lot that isn't legal that happens anywhere.
Right.
That's true. I think the stop signs, they get blown past pretty quickly in Vegas.
True.
All right. So we haven't touched on Ottawa yet, and we're a week away from the trade deadline. And you've been reporting this over the weekend. We're still waiting on Stone and Duchesne and what's going to happen there, but... There is a possibility here. Stone, Duchesne, DeZingle are all gone by this time next week. And what's left? Like, what is that organization if that happens?
And as far as Duchesne, they decided he's going. So does that mean that he did not want to sign there, or they couldn't come close on the money? How did all this kind of happen?
Yeah, it's interesting. So initially, it was all about the likelihood of Matt Duchesne signing, and we were reporting about the dialogue between Brisson and Dorion, and Brisson flew to Ottawa to meet with Dorion and all of those things. And then I think they decided, look, before we try and sign off on Duchesne. And in fairness to Duchesne, at no point did he ever say, all right, we're getting closer, let's just button a few things down. So there was good talk. There was never a hard negotiation with Matt Duchesne. And then Ottawa turned and said, all right, well, you know, if Matt Duchesne needs more time to think about this, let's take another run at Mark Stone and see if we can't get that locked up. And so that's probably been going on now for the last 10 days to 2 weeks. And late last week, our sense is Ottawa took another run, a very creative run at Mark Stone. Creative in the sense of term, maybe a higher AAV. And it made that group stop and think. But they need an answer. You know, it's game day today, so Mark Stone probably isn't worrying about that. They're off tomorrow. They don't play Wednesday, and then they play Thursday, Friday, Sunday. So, educated speculation. I mean, he's probably going to tell Ottawa tomorrow or Wednesday he's willing to continue to negotiate or he's out.
I mean, by all accounts, again, whispers out there, was there full intention to, if possible, to get two or three signed?
Yeah.
All three of those guys or two of them? I mean, with the amount of money being thrown around, and I know you have to house a team, you have to at least get to a certain price point, but if two or all three of those players wanted to be Ottawa Senators, could they have made that work?
I don't think three, two, Stone and Duchesne. I think they'd have tried to find a way to make it work.
Right, right.
But both players probably would have had to provide some form of concession, whatever that is. Some wiggle room there. And then I think that would have opened the door for sure for Ryan Dzingel to get traded, maybe more so Cody Ceci.
Yeah.
Now if both those guys, Duchesne and Stone, are on the trade block, you know, maybe Ryan Dzingel makes some money out of this, provided he wants to stay, and he may not want to stay.
Right.
And then maybe if none of those guys want to stay, you know, at what point do you have to cut bait and say, well, we better start making sure we got our assets covered.
Right.
And you take Cody Ceci off the trade block. So, I don't know, man. I mean, in 6 days, Pierre Dorion has a tremendous amount of work to get done.
Another name that was, I've been asked a few times from different circles about Jean-Gabriel Pageot.
Yeah.
Who has a little bit of cost certainty and is a really good, like, third line center that teams have been looking at. It could it be something that out of nowhere somebody other than an unrestricted free agent goes from the Sens too?
It's possible, but again, I think it weighs heavily on what happens with those
other guys,
you know. Because there's no rush here either. I mean, Ottawa's they're not in jeopardy of missing the playoffs. I mean, that's a foregone conclusion. So maybe, you know, because of the enormous amount of work that Dorion has to get done, maybe you push Cody Ceci and Pageau, if you're even remotely considering that, to the summer. Yeah. And maybe the deal on the draft floor, if you're willing to trade those guys at that point, makes more sense.
Can you picture a scenario between now and October 1st, 2019, where Ottawa is anything but considered the worst team in the league? Or because they're just going to get worse. Like, they're the worst team in the league with Stone, Duchesne, and Dzingel. If the three of them are gone and Pageau's gone, and are we talking a 40-point team next year?
Get Jack Hughes?
Well, they can't get Jack Hughes. They don't have their pick.
That's right. Yeah. I didn't even think that.
No.
Unless you
kind of would be the
guy. You've got to be creative. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Next year, is it we're dead last again and hopefully we win the lottery? Because I don't picture any other scenario.
No.
There is no.
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 Even the whole concept of jumping from rebuild into a playoff contender, you know, that gives you some flexibility. You either miss the playoffs by 5 points or you scrape into a wild card spot. The only way you can do that is you have to have at least one or two of those guys that are going out the door. And now he's going to get a great return, but to what end? I mean, you know, if he trades him to Winnipeg, I'm sure, Mark Stone, that is, I'm sure he's looking for Winnipeg's first, which is going to be a late first-round pick, so not high value. But maybe you package, if you get two firsts as part of the return for Duchesne and Stone, you package those two and move higher up the draft and you get a good pick. But what are you getting? You know, there's lots of speculation around Winnipeg. It's got to be
Niku.
Sammy Niku or Roslovic.
Yeah.
One of their either young forwards who's in the NHL or a top prospect who's with Manitoba Moose or in the system. And that's just Winnipeg. I mean, if you look around some of the teams that would express interest, especially in Mark Stone, he's going to get decent valued return, but not enough to flip the switch to make them, you know, a real quality team next year.
Have you heard, I mean, is Tampa a team that's being proactive? I mean, they're obviously the best team in the National Hockey League, but you keep hearing rumblings that they're sniffing around teams like, and not just for bit pieces, like another significant piece. I don't, you know, I don't know if Stone's name's been linked to that, but that's the type of, if Tampa's all in, I mean, they seem like, I don't know what they'd be giving up going the other way unless you... You know, you package up a younger player, but
I could see Tampa adding. I mean, there's interest in Wayne Simmonds,
right?
You know how they make it work. You know, it's not an issue of the assets that they've got that to send back the other way,
right?
You know, there's some talk that they might have interest in Adam McQuaid. You know, again, adding a little bit more grit, a bit more depth. I mean, he can play in, what, the 5-6-7 hole. You know, so I wouldn't be surprised if Tampa does something.
Well, where are the Leafs at here a week out? I mean, they made their Muzzin trade. I think most people are conceding that maybe you get someone with some grit, maybe a right-shot defenseman, but that's easier said than done. I mean, I'm not bracing myself for much. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, they continue to scout teams looking for a right-shot defense, and I know that they've made contact with the New York Rangers about McQuaid. Can't be Shattenkirk. I don't know. How do you make that work? I mean, just doesn't seem conceivable unless Zaitsev's going back the other way and something else. I think it's McQuaid. And for the same reasons that Tampa Bay or other teams will have interest in McQuaid. Again, Toronto has been among the chorus of teams that say, oh, we don't really want to get into the rental market. But
on a guy. But for McQuaid, I think Bobby tweeted out, he got traded to the Rangers for a fourth and a seventh.
Yeah.
I'm giving up a fourth and a seventh.
But I don't think he's going to play. I don't think Babcock would play him. Like, you know, okay, for your seventh defenseman, but who's he taking out? Ron Hainsey? That's not happening.
No. I mean, that is a good question as to whether or not Babcock would play him and where he would play him. But he likes those gritty guys, right? And McQuaid is an excellent character guy. I just... You know, it's going to be up to Babcock to assess. Does he make you stronger? If he doesn't make you stronger with his character and his grit and all that, then he's not in the lineup.
Right.
So then why make the deal?
Darren Dreger, Hockey Insider in studio. How about our favorite whipping boys out in Edmonton? Brandon Manning placed on waivers. I mean, they just acquired him. Obviously, that was Chiarelli, so this is a different GM we're dealing with here. But they can't possibly be pretending like they're still in the race.
Well, and I'll tell you, if they hadn't have found a home for Cam Talbot, I think they would have waived Petrovic and Manning. But Petrovic has actually played decent of late, and there's a developing market for him. So I wouldn't be surprised if he gets traded now between now and next Monday. I'm not surprised that Manning is on waivers. But financially, they had the freedom to only go with one based on the fact that they moved Talbot for Stallers, who's pretty good, but...
Yeah, you know, you got to play him 10 games to
or he walks.
His rights, or he walks. Yeah. And I think
there's got to be something. There's got to be a sweetener in there. A wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
But could they make like a monster? Like they're third last. Like I don't know if people acknowledge that. Like third last in the league.
Yeah.
Like could they?
No.
Are they going to make a blockbuster deal? Like what are they going
to
do?
I just don't know how they can. I mean, the only way you can is if you're willing to include Darnell Nurse, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, you know.
And you want the new Clefbaum. GM to make those calls.
I would think you'd want the new GM
want
to do that.
An interim GM doing
Are they still
too much.
Tossing around, we're still in it, we're kind of only...
No.
They can't.
I mean, they're 6 points out, aren't they? 7 points?
I think they're seven now, yeah.
No. Yeah, with a game in hand. No. But they've got to climb over everyone. And there's a quarter of a season left, but it's just they're not looking good.
Well,
they haven't looked good for a long time.
They haven't, and what's most daunting is, and trust me, I've talked to a number of guys that I believe are on the candidates' list to replace Chiarelli. It's a big, big job. Oof. Enormous job. And it's going to take patience and years of beating it up. You know,
well, you've got to get the owner out of the way. How do you get that? How do you get a guy who's a super fan The owner should let his son run a show. The guy with the red hair.
Well, he might. They might win the lottery again. We're going to see that guy. He's got a family now, I think.
Tell you what, though, again, guy with the red as hands-on as he can be. I mean, that's why you've got Wayne still involved, and you've got Kevin Lowe still involved, and all these guys, because you know they still have a valued opinion within the organization. But I think it's more valued by the owner than it might be hockey ops, and you know certainly valued by Bob Nicholson. But imagine being the owner of that team, being through everything that you've been through, and now you got to friggin' start all over again. I mean, I'd be knocking heads around with a Louisville Slugger as well.
But it's his own fault. You can't have
the Oilers
people
are rebuilding.
You can't have people that are part time. You can't. Wayne Gretzky's on the payroll. Great. Does he live in Edmonton? Is he there every day? No. Like you can't have these part timers. To me, the new general manager, whether that's Ron Hextall or Kelly McCrimmon or whoever decides, has to come in and say, "I'll take your advice under consideration, but I'm going to go in my office and I'm going to make decisions and hard decisions. And you write me a check, say that to the owner, and then tell everyone else I'm going to have my, you know, consulting committee, and stay away." Yeah. That's what
Shirelli said. Those guys
they got to go on the Maple Leaf mode and get Robidoux Island cooking and make whatever go.
Well, yeah,
away
that's what money does that, and you've got to figure that out.
Can you imagine if they won the lottery again?
Dude, they're third last. It's a good shot.
Ottawa.
They've got a good chance.
Ottawa's only 4 points back. They won the McDavid one. They were third last.
Yeah.
They're the third best odds. Like, I can't even picture with the first pick in the draft,
to do,
the Edmonton
turn
Oilers.
Things around is to get the first overall pick.
Do you think they'll send McDavid to the lottery show?
I don't think anybody. They're going to have to send somebody, like a fan. Nobody in that organization wants to be there if they win it again.
So, I just can't picture it.
I don't think they'll end up that far down.
I'm going to the World Championship again this year in Slovakia.
Oh,
yeah? Yeah. and it's I shouldn't even say it out loud, but I'm going to. I've been too chicken to send either Edmonton or the agent, Jeff Jackson in this case, a text to say, is Connor is he going to play for Canada in Slovakia?
He's Ryan
There's
Smith.
No way.
He's the new Ryan Smith. He's Captain Canada. You got to get him there.
I wouldn't.
Has he gone?
I was Sam, I would
He was there a couple of years ago. Yeah.
If I was
or maybe
Sam,
it was last year.
No.
Last year.
It was in Denmark last year. That's right.
I would say no.
You would say no if you're Connor?
Yeah.
Out of sheer embarrassment?
No, out of sheer, like, you know, you don't need to go every year. Like, just rest your body. The guy's playing 25 minutes a night. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Let him go. Like, God forbid the Alex Edler thing happens to him.
Well, yeah, if I'm
who
the Oilers,
that?
I don't want
him.
Eric Staal.
Eric Staal. Yeah. If I'm the Oilers, I'd have no interest in him being over there.
Yeah, you can't. You can't.
Yeah, no question. We should start a petition to get McDavid at the draft lottery.
GoFundMe.
Yeah.
We need McDavid at the draft lottery.
I still don't think they end up a lottery team, personally. But
what, you think they're going to make the playoffs?
No, but I don't think they're going to be in the bottom five.
Well, yeah.
There's some teams that are falling pretty fast with them, too.
You must have made some money in Vegas. That's a pretty big gamble.
No.
Little spare?
I mean, like I said, at the start of the year, I took four teams that I'm going to watch every game. Montreal was one of them. Edmonton is one of them because I thought both of them would be fighting for a playoff spot. Toronto, obviously. Ottawa. And then there's like one wild card team I've been tracking, but I haven't told anybody who it is.
Who is it?
Carolina?
San Jose?
San Jose.
Yeah.
I've watched every one of their games.
I placed a bet on their future to get to the Cup final.
I talked about that.
Yeah,
I think they're a good. I think they are.
I hammered San Jose.
They are going to be a quiet snake.
Yeah. I like it.
They could be a real big problem for people out
there. I agree with that.
All right, Drex. Well, enjoy the rest of the week, man. How much phone time are you going to be dealing with the next week?
Yeah, I mean, I say the same thing every year. You know, it takes you 10 months to repair the damage that you do in the month leading up to deadline day because you have no choice. It's like carpet bombing, man. I mean, you're pestering guys into submission. And I get to a point where on deadline day where I just say, look, answer. or I'm texting you every minute until you respond.
Yeah. And then right
great
afterwards.
Great gig, eh?
Yeah, it's got to be.
Yeah, and then the cable guy.
Hey,
yeah.
Love you guys.
Yeah,
then the deadline passes and you're on your way home. Yeah. You get home and you have a glass of wine and you start texting guys. Sorry.
Yeah. I appreciate you picking up the phone.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Good
luck. Hey, guys, have a good one.
Here's Darren Dreger, a hockey insider.
Could you imagine?
Trade deadline a week away.
Having to cable guy somebody.
No.
I was in the shower.
What was that guy's name?
Chip Douglas.
Chip
Douglas.
Dregs is Chip Douglas. That's your new
nickname. I've been called worse.
Chip Douglas.